This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
Welcome to the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Howdy.
Pam's over there.
Hello.
Phil is over there.
What's up?
AJ, you want to start?
Yes. I'm on a mission. My mission.
You're on a mission right now, or you will be on a mission?
My mission is, well, it's in the planning stages right now.
Ah, okay.
It's on a mission from God.
God's with me. I have to rescue my lawnmower. You recall 2 weeks ago, I got the fuck stung out of me by those assholes at Wings Yellow Jackets.
Right. Oh my God, so, you finally used the word stung.
thank you, Dog Piles and the Rabbit. Anyway, so I left everything exactly where it was. I mean, because I got the hell out, because there was no way to retrieve my lawnmower because I was too busy getting stung and like rolling around the grass and even getting stung inside the house. So I didn't touch anything. So my tools, the can of Quick Start, the lawnmower, it's all still like hanging halfway out of my shed in the backyard.
It looks like a scene out of a UFO meeting, movie. Someone was just like beamed out
exactly.
of a situation.
I just got sucked out of there. Right. So now my lawn is getting kind of ratty looking, and my neighbor has cut his lawn twice because he's very anal about that. He cuts his lawn every Friday at around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So his lawn is like perfectly manicured, and mine looks like a really bad hairdo.
Looks like the apocalypse.
Yeah, it looks like Coolio's hairdo, like it's going everywhere. You know,
expect to see some zombies walking through your grass.
Exactly. It looks like my house looks like 1313 Mockingbird Lane for those who watch the Munsters on Nick at Night.
Yeah.
In any event. So now I have to get my friggin' lawnmower out. And meanwhile, those assholes with wings are probably still over there. So I have a mission. My mission is to rescue my lawnmower. Now,
first of all, don't wear flip-flops.
No. No, I'm covering myself. Matter of fact, I'm going to borrow that hazmat suit you got, the blue one that was brought in by somebody.
Are you insane?
Do you know that they'll
sting
right through there?
I want to cover every piece of my body.
It's not thick, though. The material is very, very thin.
I'm going to wear pants underneath. I'm like naked underneath. I just want to cover. I don't want anybody.
Want them to fly up.
They crawled out of my sock. I don't know how the F they got in there, but they crawled out of my sock and were stinging me. Okay, so these little fuckers, I'm taking no chance. If I could, like, wrap myself in a plastic bag and, like, you know, pinch the top so nothing get in, make it airtight, I would.
You'd also suffocate.
Get rubber bands.
Would. Yeah. So my mission.
You'd make dumbass news.
So my
that.
Mission is I'm gonna take them at night. At nighttime, because you never see Yellow Jackets flying around at night, right? So they probably go to bed, whatever. So I'm going to go at night, and I'm going to pull my lawnmower out really fast, and I'm just going to yank it out of that shed and put it someplace safe in the rest of the yard where they can't find me. So that's my mission. My mission this weekend is to get my lawnmower, get it running, and cut my Coolio grass.
All right. Well, why don't you just Google how to deal with them?
Well, I bought this killer, wasp and yellow jacket killer that you get like spray from like 30 feet away. But I'm like, I'm not.
Where do you think they are right now?
I think there's a nest. They're in the ground in front of the shed. Because that's what they all just came out of nowhere, and there was no nest in the shed. There's no nest in the thing. They had to have come out of the ground. Because folks, when I post those pictures, which I took down, by the way, because you guys are complaining. So
feet.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, they're probably there's nests in the mud, in the dirt. So now I'm afraid of the freaking dirt. So now I'm going to go rescue my lawnmower. So I'm going to do it at night because you never heard of anybody getting stung at night.
You're going to do it at night in a hazmat suit.
I might. Well, actually, no. Now I'm going to wear a hazmat suit.
I hope someone calls the cops.
It's going to feel like that scene at the end of E.T.
Yeah, you're going to see me, the silhouette of the mummy, doing, as I'm going across. Ouch. So it might be tonight after the cruise night. It might be tomorrow night when I come back from visiting my parents over in Long Island, but one of these nights, like the Eagles song, it's either going to be tonight or tomorrow night, I'm getting back my lawnmower. So that's my mission. My mission this weekend is to get my lawnmower, cut my grass, and make my house look beautiful again.
Why don't you just borrow your neighbor's lawnmower?
I don't do that. I don't borrow stuff when I have stuff to work with.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
I don't like borrowing things.
To put your flip-flop down on this one.
Exactly.
It's your lawnmower.
No, I'm wearing, I'm going to wear like friggin' like work boots. I'm going to like put like socks, like double socks, and like put them over my pant legs and then put that blue suit over it. Like I'll make sure there's no place for these fuckers to get me.
Picture a bunch of yellow jackets now in a meeting with a, you know, a board and a pointer.
With my
little helmets.
One's wearing a little, yeah.
They're getting their plan together.
No, poor bastard. Never won a war.
He's just using his stinger to point at everything.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. And they've got a map of my body.
Yeah.
And, like, the areas are going to attack.
Right.
You know? Like, you guys.
They zone in on the feet.
Schematics of your feet.
You guys take out the ankles. You go for the back. Because they got me, like, in the back of, like, the calves. They're, like, they got every, like, moving joint area from, like, the waist down. You know, they didn't like attack the upper part of my body. They were too busy trying to get me. I know why. Because this way I'll fall and then they go and zap the rest of me. And the thing with yellow jackets and wasps, because bees are cool, because bees, they know if they sting you, their abdomen rips out and they die. So it takes a while to get stung by a bee. It has to, like, really.
You really have to antagonize them.
Yellow jackets.
You have to threaten the queen.
Yellow jackets are just fucking looking for it because they can stab you multiple times and still go away and like have like little like yellow jacket beers at the bar later. You know, so that's why I fucking hate them. So it's a mission. I'm getting Big Red back. I'm getting my riding mower back.
It's a riding mower.
It's a riding mower. Yeah, Big Red.
This whole time I was picturing a push mower.
No. I got because my property actually goes pretty far down. You know, in the back.
It's
short in the front, but it goes really long in the back.
You got a mullet yard.
But then you go to the gym and do cardio. You're on a rider mower.
Yeah.
For like a under a quarter acre piece of.
It's a third
property.
Acre. Yeah.
Third of an acre.
It's a third of an acre. Yeah, I used to do it with the push mower, but it's a fucking long time. Yeah, The riding mower is much easier. I mean, my other two neighbors on both sides of me, they both had riding mowers, and they're like, "What are you getting a push mower for?" And I was like, "All right, I always wanted a riding mower. It's kind of like, you know, like I do like NASCAR turns like around like trees and shit like that, like victory circles, like pretty cool."
did you have a Red Bull today?
No,
okay.
Really, I'm really stoked.
Okay.
So. I like that he thinks that they stung him in his feet on purpose, not because they're in the fucking ground and he was walking on the ground.
Right. Go after his legs. We'll take him out. He'll hit the ground and then we swoop in.
They're called assholes with wings for a reason.
So, Operation Big Red.
Yeah. Operation Big Red Retrieval.
Big Red Retrieval.
Right. I hope.
Operation Burr.
Yeah. So, if you happen to see a bunch of pictures of me stung, you know how it went.
Don't post your feet.
No.
If they attack your feet again, we don't want to see that.
No, I'll just show a picture of my anguished face. Give him the finger.
Guarantee on Tuesday we come back and we're going to be like, how's Big Red? And he's going to be like, I didn't get to it. After all
Yeah,
of
like
it,
the ceiling.
Like
nope,
the ceiling.
No, I have to get it. I mean, I'm rescuing Big Red. I'm thinking tonight, right? Because I'll be all jacked up from drinking iced coffees in the McDonald's parking lot in Milford. So that'll be go time. Yep. So heads up, you little fucking assholes. I'm getting my lawnmower back.
Are you allergic to wasps or anything?
I'm still here, so I guess not.
I know, you would have gone to the hospital.
All right, well, like, why does it take you 2 weeks to get into this?
Because the shit hurts.
Have you looked outside to see if there are bees flying around?
I think I was near there since then. I ran. I haven't gotten further in my driveway since then.
Jeez.
Yeah, oh no, I ain't going
to. So why wouldn't you look during the day to see if where the activity is?
Because I have to get close to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're not allergic, then what's the problem?
I don't want to get stung again.
You it probably really hurts that, Ben?
You probably stepped on the nest.
Probably. I don't know. I have no idea. I just saw them coming out of my sock, and they were stinging me, and I'm freaking. I look like a freaking like one of those like Bavarian dance they do with their toe fits. All I was missing was the freaking music, the little oompa music.
Guarantee you did that.
And then I got into the house, and then I'm like, I felt something crawling on my leg. I looked down, one was like crawling down my leg, gets to my calf. Looked at me and stung me right in the freaking leg.
That looked at you first.
It turned his little head. Looked at me with this little face with those little fuzzy feelers. Looked at me and went and stabbed me. And then he became jelly because I had a flip flop in the hallway and I grabbed it like a freaking baseball bat and I chased him around the house and he saw that the door was open but there's glass. So he thought it was home free. He goes, boop, and bumps into it, hits the ground. I just went, wham, 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 wham. I must have hit him like 20 times. All you saw was
mush.
It looked like someone dropped water.
It's like parts tell. Department for a bee.
You couldn't even tell it was a bug anymore. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. I beat the fuck out of it.
Yeah, well, you feel pretty good about that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. And can't wait to hear about what happened.
Next week.
I can't wait.
I'm hoping it didn't happen. I'm hoping. Big Red's being Big Red's being rescued.
Operation Big Red
I'm
Rescue.
I'm coming for you, Big Red. Daddy's coming.
Do you call him Big Red?
Yeah.
Like, before this story happened?
Yeah, Big Red. Big
like, you
Red.
Would talk to him and be like, hey, Big Red.
Yeah, my lawnmower. Big Red.
What kind of tractor is it?
It's one I bought from Home Depot. It's got 17 and a half horse. It's a 6-speed.
Do you know what name it is?
I don't recall the name. I just call it Big Red. But it's got headlights and shit, you know?
Yeah. It's got a cup holder. Headlights!
It's got a cup holder. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No,
but you're never out there at night, though.
This is the real deal. Oh, no. But, you know, it's nice to know I have them there because I want them.
Just in case.
Exactly.
In case
surprised.
You retrieve Big Red at night, you could use the headlights.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, no, because right now Big Red's not running. I got to freaking get him out to get him running. That's why, because I was working on it, trying to get it started, because it's got a little problem. I think the float in the carburetor is sticking. So I did my dad trick where you tap the float bowl with a wrench and it frees him up and then it starts it, you know, because it floods immediately. So that happened again. I was in the process of getting it going again when I got attacked by the assholes. Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. So that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
All right. Well, good luck on that.
Thank you.
You're next. Singing to it.
Sorry, we left you hanging.
I know, that one hurt.
Pam looks very nice today. I thought she had a promotion to do after the show.
Nope.
It's laundry day surpassed. Passed? No.
That's right. Passed, not surpassed.
We passed laundry day without laundry being done.
Don't try something intelligent.
So you didn't have a lot of options.
I had no options. I said to myself, all right, I'm going for this outfit.
It was this or a bridesmaid dress.
It's very true. I have like a million of those. They're just all useless, so I should have come in with
that. Why are you wearing turquoise today?
It looks nice, but these leggings have a hole in the crotch. That's why I'm wearing a long shirt.
Oh, see, we would have never known.
See, I kept hearing a whistling noise.
Yep, so I got to do laundry. I'm down to one more.
Every time the fan went by her part of the room, here.
No, what's going on with you, Pam? Anything?
Nothing, really. I was going to talk about my fight with a guest that we had yesterday that never came on.
Pest.
So this guy who runs an alien research group, I remember looking at his website because we wanted to book him because our current UFO guy sucks. Sorry, Kenny.
He was supposed to be here in this podcast right now, bitching out AJ talking over him and making jokes.
Which is the only reason he wants to come back now.
Oh, yeah.
Just to do that.
Yeah. So he was going to be in this podcast, and AJ and Kenny were going to go back and forth about that.
Right, which is very sad.
Anyway, so we're looking for a new UFO guy.
Yeah, so Wiggy suggested one. I went to the guy's website that Wiggy suggested, and I was like, this website looks familiar. So then I end up calling him, and he ends up yelling at me right off the bat, and then I'm like, oh, I remember. I called him last year, and we got in a fight.
What happened last year?
So last year and this year, when I call to ask him to come into the studio, he loses his mind and is like, I don't need to come in studio. I live in Farmington. You're telling me that I have to wake up at this time to sit in rush hour traffic. It's not even that bad.
Right.
And to be in studio.
He's going crazy.
Going crazy. So now for some reason, it makes me go crazy. Because I'm like, I'm inviting you into our studio.
Right, we're trying to
promote
you.
I'm not asking you for money for it. Yeah, we're trying to promote you. So that's what I'm saying. I'm like, well, you're the marketing guy of this like UFO group. Don't you want to be marketed? And he's like, I could do it over the phone. I do interviews all the time, coast to coast. I do them over the phone and they're fine. They never want me to come in studio. I'm like, all right, well, you're in Connecticut. We're in Connecticut. Things just work better, you know, in studio. That's our policy. And just loses his mind, says he does like all these speeches at all these colleges and they pay him and we're not even going to pay him.
Is he on the fucking phone when he does them?
Exactly.
Right.
Fucker.
Right. So it's like he's in person. So then he pulls a line that I hate when people do this.
Right.
When they say, well, this is what he said to me. I'm a lawyer. I make $350,000 a year.
Really, Pam?
You could do nothing for me.
Tell him four words. Who gives a shit?
And when people brag about how much money they make like that and act like you could do nothing for me, that just sets me off. So his name is Dyke, and I definitely said you should change the Y your name to an I, because that's what you are.
You said that to him.
Yes.
Yeah, you were yelling.
Yelling.
Yep. To where Stu in sales right next to your office heard the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
That's how loud it was?
It was loud. Megan, the web girl, came over. She was like, what the hell was that?
Jeez.
Yeah, I got mad.
Web director.
Oh, she's a director now.
Oh, director.
Not the web girl.
I didn't realize. Oh, not the web. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. She's not a web girl. Right. She's a girl that does the website stuff.
She could be a web girl, but she's a web director.
So now it just drives me crazy because all he wanted to do was be over the phone. So, Chaz, as soon as I get off the phone with him, I email you. I'm like, this guy's a dick. Me and him just got in a fight, and you were like, book him on the phone. So I had to call the guy back and be like,
I thought it'd be interesting to call him out on the air.
Yeah. Yes. So I call him back, and I'm like, I'm so sorry. Yes, we can do it over the phone. My apologies. So right when we're hanging up the phone, he said, one piece of professional advice. Never hang up on someone because apparently, I did. I hung the phone up on him in our last yelling
match. So you yelled at him and then hung up on him?
Yeah, only because I didn't hear him saying anything, so I just thought he hung up on me and I didn't look at the phone.
He was probably in stunned silence, like, I can't believe I'm getting yelled at.
I make $350,000 a year, I'm being yelled at.
I know. How dare you? So that's what drove me crazy is when we had an interview scheduled after I had to go through all this, how he doesn't pick up the damn phone. And all he wanted was a phone interview. Well, you got your damn phone interview.
Him?
All these people are just, they get what they want. I give them what they want. And then this, you don't pick up.
Remember this.
Freaking hard.
Remember this.
Just everyone's so annoying.
Remember this. He thinks there are aliens out there.
True.
Hey.
He's not the only one. Seriously. I will give you $10 right now and use my time of this podcast segment if you call him on speakerphone and bitch him out.
No, I can't do it. I can't do
enough,
it.
Huh?
Well, why don't you just call him and tell him?
No, Chaz, don't make me.
$20.
What am I saying? Because
well, you just say, you know, you had a phone interview.
Mm-hmm.
We scheduled the phone interview. Everybody comes into the studio to record it.
Should I say it? Oh, God.
Definitely.
I'm scared. Can't you just pretend to be me?
What's that?
Can't you just pretend to be me?
No.
No one you don't want to do that tone.
I'll do it. Well, I now almost feel bad because now he's been nice to me. So people start to be nice, it's like.
And he has good information about UFOs, right?
Yeah, he has good stories.
All right. I'll take my 20 and put it back in my pocket.
Pam was telling me a little bit about this yesterday, and when she was telling me the part where he called back and offered the professional advice about not to hang up on him, I was like, you know what I would have done? I'm like, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. What was it? And the minute he started talking again, I would have fucking hung up on him.
Oh, my God. But I don't know what to do because I do want the $20. But I feel bad because, like,
we're getting content either. Out of it, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, well, let's let him come on and see what happens.
Okay. We could always bring up the fact that, like, you can always be like, so I hear that Pam yelled at you.
Right. If this comes in and all of a sudden his stories suck.
Yeah, well, he won't come in because he's too rich to come in.
Yeah, if he comes on the phone, he doesn't have great information.
He's too rich to come in.
Oh, I said that too. I go, oh, I hate you kind of people. You think that you're better than everyone else.
You kind of people.
I said that. And he goes, what do you mean? And I go, I didn't ever said that I was better than you. And I go, you just said you make $350,000 and I could do nothing for you. So that to me means you think you're better than me. Yeah, you do make a lot more
than me.
Maybe
he was talking to a prostitute.
By like
$350,000. I'm sorry, honey. Not you.
Is this the first time in 4 years you've had an argument with a guest?
Second. Well, same person. Last year I got in the same exact argument with him. That's why I don't remember how I forgot him.
Right.
How do I forget him? He was the only person I've ever fought with.
Right.
Not Paul Mercurio. He just doesn't shut up.
No, I like Paul. I never got in a fight with him.
I was trying to talk to him when I was in the car once, and I'm like, I just hung up the phone. I couldn't get off the phone with him. I just fucking hung up. He called right back. I'm like, Paul, I can't talk to you until you let me speak. I just hung up. I just couldn't deal with it.
He does talk a lot.
Too much.
All you gotta do is just go, oh my God, and then hang up.
Yeah. Get an accident. Or go call 911.
And then like, oh my God. And then just click. And then
he'll throw the phone.
Think you had an accident. He'll be like mortified for the rest of the day, then call him back the next day.
Oh, that's funny.
Phil, what's going on with you?
Kevin Hogan was the only other person I got in a fight with on the phone.
No.
Kevin Hogan?
Kevin Hogan?
After a toy drive.
From Channel 3.
We were doing a bit, and he didn't like the bit, but he didn't tell us until after the toy drive.
Right. We sent him the words. We changed the words.
2 weeks ahead of time.
He knew what he was... I don't think he knew Evan...
Right.
...was going to read it in a gay-type voice.
Well, I don't think we knew that. I think Evan just sort of took a little bit of liberty with that.
Hmm. Oh.
I think Evan was trying to tell us something.
But yeah, he was not happy with that.
No. And I was just calling everybody after the event to just like thank him for coming out and like participating or covering the event. And he was pissed and he lit into me. And I was like, I don't know what's happening. I'm like, I thought it was a good event. Like, I don't know why you're telling me now. Like, you could have told us before. We could have done something different or at least offer a suggestion. So I called Chaz, which was the wrong thing to do, because like we just had this event that like just takes months of our time. So I called Chaz and he's like, what's up? And I'm like, yeah, Kevin Hogan's pissed about the toy drive. You're like, well, thanks for telling me. I was like, no.
Was I pissed?
No.
Oh, yeah, because it was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday. You know, we're going into like vacation mode, essentially, after the toy drive. You know,
right.
It's a stressful event. It's a lot of work, especially that week leading up to it. We're done. You're probably sitting at home just like, all right, you know, just got to come back
relaxing.
Next week, get a couple shows out, and now you got to worry about, like, is Kevin Hogan going to never come on the show again?
Well, no, I'm glad you called. That's the right thing to do. I wish I reacted differently.
I should have also sat on the information a little bit, because Kevin did apologize within that same hour. He called me back, like, 20 minutes later. I'm like, see, I could have fucking waited, and this would have been not a thing, and like, ah.
Yeah.
Was that really the only other time you've gotten in a fight with a guest?
That I can remember off the top of my head right now. Why?
Why are you making a face?
Linda McMahon?
Didn't get in a fight with her. That was with Chaz.
That was...
Never got in a fight with Linda.
Yeah, that was... she was scheduled and someone else was scheduled.
She never confirmed, or her camp never confirmed. I never had an email confirmation from them anyway. We had thrown a few dates at them and they just were...
Anyway, she shows
coming
up.
In. She just shows up. Someone's already sitting in the studio who's... not spending Linda McMahon money on the air to run ads.
Right.
So I'm like, yeah, we already got a guest here. So you got to go home.
Yeah, I get.
Can't believe you kicked her out.
Yeah.
No, I never even let her come in.
Yeah.
They called like from the road. I'm like, no.
Her campaign had a commercial in every stop set. Yeah, they were spending buco bucks. I get a text from Jody Latina, who used to work for News 8, but now was like managing the press of her.
Yeah.
Campaign and was traveling with her, and it, you know, she was polite, but it was basically, what the fuck?
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah. And,
oh, yeah.
I was like,
oh,
Phil, what happened?
I fucked that one up big time.
Mm.
That wasn't even where the fucked up, like, I continued to fuck that up. That wasn't even where it ended.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I think my father was dying in the hospital at the time, and you used that as an excuse to her.
Yep.
Oh,
that's exactly what I did.
Wow.
That's exactly what I did.
Hey, but you know what? She came back.
We're still friends.
We're all good.
Yeah. Maybe she would have won the election, Phil, if it wasn't.
Oh, my God. She just came in that one day. So she drove all the way back home.
I don't know where. I don't know how far along she was.
Yeah, they we don't know. She might have been on her way to Hartford from Norwalk or Stanford.
Just going
to
the driveway.
She said that she was about 20 minutes out, and I'm like, I don't have you on the schedule. Like, I know that you need a guest card and, like, prep, and, like, you hate surprises, especially on the air. You're not a surprise person. So
no, I want to sound like I prepared, like, oh, thanks for coming in. What
correct.
Do you want to talk about?
Exactly. And like, if we knew she was coming, we would have been
promoting
it.
Especially with a politician.
Like,
ooh, you're going to get like long answers. And
so in my mind, I'm like, yeah, I'll just call you back after the show. And we'll get a new day. Like, what's the fucking problem? But no, that was, I fucked that up at every possible opportunity. That was the worst I
ever
did.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
That was a doozy.
Yep. Took me a long time to get back from that one for everybody.
You just started walking right again.
Right.
That's why I have a little limp.
Well, have a great week. Thanks for listening. Please comment in the comment section. It helps the podcast.
Motherfucker.
I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
All right.
Pam's over there.
Bye-bye.
Phil's over there.
See ya.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.